Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moyili'ili Honganji. Moyili'ili Honganji is a Chodo Shinshin Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moyili'ilihonganji.org, you'll find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Moyili'ili Honganji Buddhist Women's Association in memory of Ishini and Kakushini and the State Junior YBA Convention. Our speaker this morning is Reverend David Fujimoto of Mililani Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Fujimoto.
Good morning, and good morning to all of you, fellow Nembutsu traveling White Way listeners. Thank you for tuning in this morning. It is both a pleasure and honor to be sharing with you my thoughts on the Buddha Dharma. Before I begin, I would like to thank all of you who supported and volunteered at the Eva Honganji Bon fundraiser a couple of weeks ago. I truly appreciate it, and it was great to see everyone who turned out. Speaking of which, summer is finally here, and I'm sure many of you have been or will be getting your holo holo card and finally riding the rail, and of course, taking part in some of the Obon festivals across the state. Obon offers us the opportunity to reflect on our daily lives due to the many people that have come into our lives, especially those who have gone before us. In that reflection, we dance for joy, just as many of our ancestors have done for generations. As much as the music has changed over the years, the intent has always been consistent. As I reflect on Bon, I often think about my great-grandparents, whom I've never met, and my grandparents, and wonder what they were thinking about, why they were thinking that way, and what brought about that way of thinking, especially when it came to their lives and what they wanted to pass on to the future generations like myself and my cousins. Especially since they were the generation that witnessed the plantation life and the war. In his book, The Great Ancestor, How to Think Long-Term in a Short-Term World, author Roman Kurznierek asked the question, how can we be good ancestors? And lays out six pillars in which we can all think long-term in our short-term moment in which we call life. In that, Kurznierek challenges us to reinvent ourselves and the way we think, as it empowers us to be the good ancestors and create a better tomorrow. One of the pillars that he points out to is the legacy mindset, or how to be remembered well by prosperity. We have inherited a unique legacy from all those who have gone before us. They have planted the seeds to who we are, what we are, and where we come from. At the same time, we have inherited certain prejudices or way of thinking that previous generations had that we may have inherently inherited, whether we know it or not. Today, the world is filled with that kind of thinking. As the cancel culture, the entitlements, and the continued inequities that many in our minority populations continue to fight through. We have that opportunity now to change that mindset. So then the question becomes, how do we want to be remembered for prosperity? What is the legacy we want to leave behind for future generations as the good ancestor? In Buddhism, we talk about the ego in hopes of trying to rid ourselves of the ego. But when you really think about it, when we think about the idea of how we want to be remembered for future generations, it is a battle of one's ego. The egotistical mindset may tell us, I want something to be named after me. You know, I remember I told an organization head that if I donated X amount of money, I would like the facility to name a restroom stall after me. And yeah, that didn't exactly go well. But then, of course, I remember when I was working at a previous job. A quarterly newsletter would be published, and I remember fielding the numerous furious calls after the newsletter came out, saying that their name wasn't published in the newsletter. I was often dumbfounded with this. We are a religious organization that preaches selfless giving, and yet here are people who are upset that their names wasn't listed in the donation section of the newsletter. Was it truly selfless giving, or did the person just do it to see their name in the newsletter? Perhaps there is something we'd like to leave behind, like property, traditions, or customs. That secret recipe to your grandmother's stew, or perhaps that ozoni at the New Year's that you probably didn't pay attention to and now you regret because you no longer know how to make it, is a perfect example. Kersnerik mentions that a legacy is something not that we leave, but something we grow throughout our lives. As sentient beings, we grow our legacy with that daily practice. We're mindful of our actions as it has consequences that will outlive all of us and even affect those in the future that we may never meet. I believe that Shinran had that understanding and this kind of mindset as he continued to preach the Dharma, even after he was exiled. In his writings, he mentions, "May those who see and hear this work be brought, either through the cause of reverently embracing the teaching or through the conditions of others' doubt and slander of it, to manifest Shinjing within the power of the vow and reveal the incomparable fruit of enlightenment in the land of peace." Today, that legacy is still relevant even for us, 800 years later. Today, we are the ones who benefit from the teachings. We are the ones who see and hear his work, as was mentioned in that passage. As many of you also witnessed and just came back from the joint celebration in Kyoto, Japan. So now, what is that legacy we want to leave the future generations of Shinshu followers? How do we ensure that the Nembutsu remains relevant in a world that is so different from that of Shinran, or even as we look back 10, 15 years ago? Namo Amida Butsu, whether we hear it, recite it, embody it, is an empowering gift that we have received, made it our own, and is just waiting for us to share it. However, we are often not wanting to share our experiences or are embarrassed to share it. Why? Is this how we want to be remembered? Is this the legacy we want to create? We have already received this gift, as I mentioned, that has been given for over 800 years. At the very least, we can share or should be sharing our Nembutsu moments with as many people as we can, so they too can aspire to hear the calling of Namo Amida Butsu. As we go through the Bon season, let us reflect on that great gift we have in the Nembutsu, and how we can be the good ancestor for the future generation in not only how we want to be remembered, but also how we want to nurture the Nembutsu for future generations. Let us remember, as we hear the music of the Bon dance, we are celebrating the dancing to the legacy that was passed on from generation to generation, that celebrate and immortalize the achievements, perseverance, and joy of our ancestors. Now, how do we become that good ancestor for future generations to sing and dance about? Once again, thank you very much for tuning in this morning. This is Reverend David Fujimoto wishing you a good day. As we end, please join me in a moment of reflection and devotion. The name Namo Amida Butsu consists of only 6 characters, and yet it may not appear to have much merit. Yet the greatness of the unsurpassing profound virtues and the benefits contained in the 6 character name is truly beyond measure. We should then know that the significance of attaining the entrusting heart is contained in these 6 characters. There is no entrusting heart apart from the 6 character name. Shantao explains the 6 character name Namo Amida Butsu as follows. Namo means take refuge. It also implies aspiring a directing virtue. Amida Butsu is the practice For this reason, one can surely be born in the Pure Land. How should we understand this explanation? Even though we are full of evil karma and blind passions, at the moment we take refuge in Amida Buddha with a single thought of entrusting, the Buddha recognizes this and saves us. Taking refuge means entrusting oneself to Amida's saving power. Aspiring and directing virtue means Amida's bestowing of the unsurpassed, great virtues to those who entrust themselves to the Buddha with singleness of thought. Since the great good and virtue, great virtue realized through aspiring and directing virtue are bestowed to us, our evil karma and blind passions that we have since the beginningless past are eliminated all at once. With complete elimination of our blind passions and evil karma, we are made to dwell in the stage of the truly settled, or stage of non-retrogression. For this reason, we know even more clearly that the six character name Namo Amida Butsu manifests how we attain birth in the land of bliss. Then concerning the settled mind or entrusting heart, those who thoroughly understand the significance of the six character name are called persons who have attained the great entrusting of the other power. Such being the profound meaning of the name, we should deeply accept it, humbly and respectfully. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo.
There is no service tomorrow, July 2nd. Tonight is the Wheelie Yili Summer Fest. Come to our Bun Dance from 5 to 10 o'clock. Parking is available at UH Manoa Lower Campus parking structure. There is a free shuttle ride between 4 and 11 p.m. There's also parking at Shinyoen, the lot on South Baritanda Street. Donations are welcome from 3 to 10:30 p.m. At the Japanese Cultural Center of Hawaii from 3 to 11, parking is available for $2 per half hour after 3 p.m. Premium event parking is available for $20 from 4 to 10:30 p.m. This is located behind Church at a Crossroads. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we'd like to thank our sponsors, the Moiliili Onganji BWA, and our speaker, Reverend Fujimoto. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week, when our speaker will be Mr. Joshua Hernandez Morris, head of the Pacific Buddhist Academy. Namo Amida Butsu.